Hello, welcome to my talk on FOSDEM 22 MySQL Dev Room. So today we're going to see how we can do logical backup, snapshot, and point-in-time recovery with MySQL 8 like a rock star. So let's start by some presentation. So my name is Frédéric Descamps. I am a MySQL evangelist in Oracle. You can follow me on Twitter at Lefret. I'm hacking MySQL since a lot of time. So my first version was 3.21. I'm living in Belgium here and have a website where you can find a lot of information related to MySQL. So in 2022, there are some best practices when you are using MySQL, and I'm going to cover them right now. So first is that you need to run MySQL 8.0.27 or later, MySQL 8.0.28 just came out this week. Use only InnoDB. Has binary lock enabled? It is required for doing point-in-time recovery. And the binary logs must, of course, use the raw format. Don't use statement-based or mixed-based replication anymore. And of course, enable GTID. So what is point-in-time recovery? It's, of course, using the binary logs. So point-in-time recovery, it's a technique whereby an administrator can restore or recover a set of data at a certain point, usually in the past, point-in-time, right? So in MySQL, point-in-time recovery consists in restoring a dump of the data and then replay the binary log from a specific point or to the end and bypassing some information. So this technique, it's used to fixing a problem. So this is where we bypass some transaction or when we do a live migration, and I will talk about that in a moment. So all this point-in-time recovery works in MySQL. So this is what we have. We can see here, we have time. So we have 4 days and we make dump every day. So a backup here, in this case, every day. And you can see at the on the bottom, the binary logs. So how does it work? If we want to recover at this point, so the point here marked between day 3 and day 4, what do we need to do? So the first thing we need to do, it's we need to restore the dump of day 3. So the last backup before the point we want to recover. So this is what we do. So we restore that dump on a database system. And then we replay the binary log 008, which is the binary log since day 3 up to the point we want to recover. But usually after a backup is made and verified, this is very important to verify your backup, binary logs files are purged from the MySQL server. You cannot keep binary logs forever, right? On your database production, for example. So what happens? This is what we have. Every day when we do a backup and or a dump, we can see that when we verify that backup, the binary logs are purged. So meaning when we have this situation right now, what can we do? The recoverable point in time are day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, just the time when the dump was made or the backup was made, and any time after the last one and while we have the binary logs. Right? So this is a very important concept to understand. So as you can see, we can only recover to the exact time of the backup dump and do point-in-time recovery only from the last one where we have the binary logs. And this is why we recommend to also stream the binary logs somewhere else, another server, a NAS, the cloud, wherever you want, but to also save these binary logs. This will allow to make point-in-time recovery at any point back in time. Of course, this depends on what are your requirements. You can maybe save them for 3 months, year, that I have no idea. It all depends what you give as a DBA to the users. So here you can see we do the dumps, we save them somewhere, and at the same time we stream all the binary logs on somewhere else, not on the MySQL server, and